So we'll really start right at the beginning, and I know many of you have a lot of meditation experience and already probably know very well how to develop a sense of calm and aliveness, but I'll just offer some suggestions. You can use those or follow your own practice. So we can begin finding something that's present for you. So it could be noticing, oh, there's a body here. If body sensations are accessible for you, it doesn't feel problematic to be in the body, then that can be a great resting place. Unless you've gone beyond the ability to feel bodily sensations, then there's always the body here to support being present. That might be the flow of the breath, wherever it's really obvious. But if the body doesn't feel like the right place for you to rest your attention, then you can listen to sounds arising and passing. And either one can really support us to open out and listen deeply to our experience, whether that's the breath, body, or the sounds. You may already have noticed the mind wanders during meditation. Whether it's the ordinary nature of the mind to wander, or it's a learned habit, it will wander in meditation. And there's just two important things to say about that. The first one is, don't make it a problem. It can actually be a celebration. Because in that moment when we realize, oh, the mind wandered away, that's a moment where we're actually found and present. So hopefully we can let go of any sense of, oh no. And much more a sense of, oh yes, I'm back, present. So it's not easy, but it's not impossible. Oh yes, I'm back. And also notice it's nice to be back. It's nice for body, heart, and mind to be together in the present moment. So to support this, let's bring a bit more interest. So I'm going to give you a little puzzle. You can use the same with the sounds or the breath. Can you be with the very beginnings of the in-breath? Not worrying about the rest of the breath, just the very beginnings. You do three in a row like that. A similar thing if you're in the realm of the sounds. Very relaxed, just generally noticing the arising of sounds, not worrying about the rest of the sounds, just an arising, relaxed. So can we do the next three? This way. And now can you be with the whole of that in-breath, from the first vibrations to the last? Letting the rest of the breath just happen. Three breaths like this. And next, including the experience of the breath being in as well. So the whole of the in-breath and the breath being in, three times. Really have to be familiar all the way through the in-breath, where it's held in, and then the beginning of that out-breath happening, and then just let the rest flow out by itself. Naturally, when we pay attention, sometimes the face tightens. So you can just invite the face to relax and see if you can still pay attention, but with a really relaxed face. Let's follow the breath, the sensations, and really try and feel them fully all the way through the in-breath until it fades into that fully in-breath, until it begins to flow out all the way to the out-breath and that feeling of the breath being out. You get the whole cycle of the breath. Again, just three breaths like this. I'm going to be quiet for a while, just allow you to do this practice. You can do the same with the sounds, making sure the body stays relaxed as much as possible, shoulders, belly, soft. noticing what's the object in attention right now. What's the atmosphere that you're attending to it with? If you were present with the breath or the sounds, oh yes, well done, beautiful. And if you were not, then oh yes, great, present again. Maybe you can enjoy by really relaxing any area that may have become tense. Maybe really releasing through the out-breath. Really enlivening through the in-breath. And then if you wish, you can just start again. Maybe just with the first beginnings of the in-breath, cultivating yourself again into presence. as we sit here, breathing, listening, what's the object in attention for you? And how is the atmosphere of that? Before we change anything about the object, can we bring in more kindness, more space? Can we soften the face? Invite the shoulders to be hanging free. For the last few minutes, maybe just leaning back or forwards till we feel well aligned. Adjusting the head over the body so it feels well aligned. And relaxing the belly. Keeping the face and the body relaxed, let's return to the breath, turn to the sounds. With spaciousness, with kindness. Last few breaths, last few sounds of this session. Maybe it's just the last three breaths of this meditation. Maybe you can notice that you've cultivated a bit more attentiveness over this time. or whatever else you've cultivated, in a moment when Adam rings the bell, can we sustain that even when we move the posture, open the eyes? That this sensitive way of relating comes with us. So we'll have time tomorrow after the morning instructions to explore any things we need to adjust in our practice. But it's good to know that it only gets easier. So I'll just take a couple of minutes just to say a few words about the walking meditation practice, and then we'll go out and that'll be our last meditation for the day. But maybe it's worth saying that the hall is available for you outside of the scheduled times as well. You're welcome to come in here and practice. And if you wake up in the night and you can't get to sleep, then you can also do meditation during that time as well. But I also hope for you that you have a really restful night of sleep after we depart together. So, walking practice is also a cultivation of sensitivity and kindness. It's also a wonderful time for practicing slowing down and the steadiness of attention. And many people find it's the posture that provides the most insights, those deep understandings about experience. So there are many ways that you can practice it, but I'll give you kind of the usual plain kind of version. So luckily I don't need to tell you how to walk, you already know that. But just like we already know how to breathe, paying attention to it can make it feel a bit more awkward than it used to. So we're going to bring a light kind of attention to the process of walking and see how sensitive we can become to maybe it's the contact of the foot touching the earth and then coming into the air, touching the earth, coming into the air. So it's helpful to do this quite slowly and just over a short distance. Probably 5 to 10 steps will be enough. And just as we were seeing, can I be with 3 breaths? You might want to invite yourself, as I walk these 5 to 10 steps, can I be with the first 3 fully with them? Can I remain relaxed and sensitive? Yeah, don't want to end up walking like a robot, still enjoying the movement of the body. Then when we reach the end of our line, just pausing, relaxing again if any tension's built up, sensitively turning around. And then when you feel ready, walk back the other way. Okay. Thank you. So we'll have time for any questions about the practice tomorrow. So for now, just explore it. Find your own way. Be creative and enjoy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.